Now that the filing deadline has passed, campaign season in Alaska has started in earnest. That means a lot of TV ads, a lot of yard signs, and a lot of glad-handing. For the next few months, politicians are going to be swarming fairs and festivals in an effort to win voters. The Colony Days parade held in Palmer this weekend was the first stop on the circuit. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez has the story.
The Colony Days parade lasted 2 whole hours this year. In between the floats from sports teams, churches, and the local utility, there was a lot of this.
All right, Dan Sullivan for Lieutenant Governor. Here's Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, hello. And his wife, Lynette. Mayor Sullivan is in
It was a literal parade of political candidates, where just about every other participant was asking for your vote. Sullivan had a volunteer wearing a green wig and propped up on stilts for his float. Members of Palmer Representative Shelley Hughes' entourage formed a kick line. Her opponent, Democrat Peter LaFrance, had a guy dressed as a Yeti. All of the major candidates for governor were there, and so were most of the U.S. Senate candidates. But events like these are especially important for first-timers running for office, like Kathy Tilton.
It's important to show up at the parades because you need, you know, to get your name out there and to meet with the constituents and talk with them and make sure that they know that you're in the race.
Tilton is a Republican running for an open house seat in the Chugiak area. She's been to Colony Days before, and she says the difference between an election year and an off year is pretty obvious.
During a non-election year, the parade is not as full of floats and people. I heard there's about 85 this year, and I think there's been years when there's been maybe 30. So it's a little more robust this year, we could say.
This isn't the only event Tilton will go to before the August 19th primary. There are 4th of July parades and the state fair and plenty more. That's a lot of marching to do and a lot of fried food to consume.
Well, it's all going to depend on how many doors I walk to, how many funnel cakes I'm allowed to have.
Tilton's not the only one to see a difference between parades in odd years and even ones. Spectator Stacy Quarapel grew up in Palmer, and she's been attending Colony Days for years.
The kids don't really get into it as much anymore. You don't see the 4-H groups in it as much anymore, and it's kind of sad.
Quarapel has some misgivings about all the campaigning. She says the parade now feels more like a political event than a community celebration.
From when we were younger till now, there's a lot more political now. It's become very political.
About a block away from Quarapel, Jim Daggett of Wasilla is hanging out by the orchestra. He's got a Sean Parnell for governor sign that he picked up during the parade, and he doesn't have a problem with candidate appearances.
They gotta shake hands and kiss babies, right?
Daggett says it's nice to see everyone out in person. It gives him a sense of whether the candidates are taking the campaign seriously and if they have popular support, something you can't really tell from a campaign ad. Rose LeCouchet, also of Wasilla, is standing next to him, and she agrees. Appearances like these aren't driving her decision on election day, but it gives her a sense of who's running and what a candidate is like.
It's a time for them to actually look people right in the eye and to shake their hands. You can't completely judge a person's character by what you see for a few seconds, but you sure can get an impression.
And between the signs they wave and all the bags of candy they hand out, the candidates marching are hoping it's a good one. In Palmer, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.